You're going to learn something right now. It's time for Joe's Need to Know News. Tell me if you think the punishment fits the crime here. A Missouri man has been ordered to repeatedly watch the movie Bambi as part of his sentence for illegally killing not one, not two, but hundreds of deer. The poacher was ordered to watch the Disney classic at least once a month during his year-long jail sentence.
Whoa.
The first viewing has to be completed by this Sunday. Conservation agents say this is probably one of the largest poaching cases in the state history. This guy would just go out and shoot and kill these deer for the meat, but a lot of times the bucks with like the antlers, just so he could sell them, just like the mounted heads. So
yeah, you got to stay within the laws, man.
No doubt about it, but what do you think? Once a month, he's got to got to watch Bambi.
I love it.
I think that's such a bizarre ruling. That seems like something that like my friends would do as like a prank to me.
I wonder if it'll actually have an effect on them. I guess we'll find out and see. Okay, this is amazing. If you like breakfast cereal, you can now have churros for breakfast thanks to General Mills. The company announced they are releasing Cinnamon Toast Crunch Churros cereal. Yes!
Churros or Cheerios?
Churros.
What's churros?
Churros is like a Mexican dessert. It's like a powdered pastry.
Oh, okay.
Think of like a cinnamon twist at Taco Bell.
Okay, I didn't know if you were accidentally missaying Cheerios. I didn't understand.
To be fair, I do have a hard time speaking, but no, I got this one right today. They feature bite-sized churros that are dusted with real cinnamon. They're also bringing back Chocolate Toast Crunch and introducing a fruity version of Lucky Charms that has new red fruity cereal pieces. And I will try all of those because I'm the only one on the show that likes cereal and milk.
I love cereal and milk. It's just way too sugary. I don't want that sugar crash.
Okay, thank
you. I love cereal. I just don't put milk in it, so I eat it dry.
You're so weird.
I like dry cereal better, too.
Yeah. I like cereal and milk.
Okay, dry cereal? What's with these girls?
Cereal and milk.
Maybe it's a girl thing. Milk.
Thank you for that G-Love and the special sauce rendition right there. I wish we had a different job, like maybe this one in business. I'm in Michigan. There's a business that's handing out $4 million in Christmas bonuses to the workers. Floracrafts owners told their 200 employees he will be sharing nearly $4 million with his full-time staff. That pretty much breaks down for like the average worker there to about $20,000.
Wow.
20 grand you get as a bonus. How cool is that? The company makes foam products for craft and floral industries. I don't know what the hell that means, but $20,000? I don't even make that a year.
That's insane.
Like that green foam stuff, like when you're doing fake flower arrangements that you stick the flowers in. It sounds like that's what they make.
Okay. And I'm going to butcher this name, but this is kind of cool news. Liv, I know you're a big sports person. I wonder if you heard this story. This lady, Kelly Krispos. Oh, God, I already messed it up, but I listened to her name 1,000 times. Kelly Krispos. She's the first female assistant general manager in NBA history.
Oh my gosh, I did not hear about that.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It happened yesterday. I'm sorry I butchered her name. What a dummy I am. She became the new assistant GM for the Indiana Pacers. Now, she spent 19 seasons as the top executive for the WNBA's Indiana Fever, so this is kind of cool, but she's been doing stuff for a long time, making history. She was actually the WNBA's first director of basketball operation and has been the longest tenured senior team executive in the league. So,
cool.
Go girl!
Woo!
That's some big stuff right there. And finally, you guys think we can't talk well or good or whatever, as I just butchered everything in my Need to Know News today. The YouTube channel News Be Funny, like, haha, that News Be Funny, posted a montage, and I'll put the full 15-minute video up on my Need to Know News blog. But listen to some of these bloopers and news people just having a hard time speaking.
My sister's birthday, so I thought I'd give her a little shout out here. She's turning 28 degrees today.
So it will be Palo Verde taking on Reno tomorrow o'clock at 4 here at Bishop Minogue. But
it's going to be areas of drizzt and mizzle. Mist and drizzle. I literally combined both.
A slight chance of some participation. It's rain. It's going to bring a possibility of some rain that will be moving into our area.
Jeff Van Zandt is live out at SeaTac with reaction from Flyers. Jeff?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I have fallen into a pattern. Guys, back to you.
Kind of like how I used to say right there. I'm working on it, guys, okay?
You do say right there.
All right, that right there is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show. Check it out at joeandalexshow.com.